Let's go! And welcome to the Snitch and Lens podcast for a brand new week.
Hey, it's great to have you guys back.
Lindsay, it is good to be back. This podcast, we're going to be hitting the high topics.
What are we talking about?
I got an email from someone.
Popular.
I know.
You have mail.
Really hooked you through on that one, haven't I?
You got me interested.
Yeah.
A lover.
Footy.
Oh, we're talking footy. Love the old footy. Tigers. They're up there. Well, they're at the bottom of the ladder, but, you know. Go to the Tigers.
Go to the Tigers, mate. And you, this is quoting you, Lindsay. There is a new banker in town.
That's right.
There is a new tax man.
Mr. Moneybags over here. Monopoly man, stand back. Because I've got my own little monopoly going on.
Yeah. We're going to find out all of that and more up on the Snitch and Lens podcast. Lens, people might not know this about you. And in fact, they won't know this about you because they've never driven with you on the road.
No, I'm a very safe driver. Well, no. I like to think so.
Well, the funny thing is, you're a bit of an enigma when it comes to the road, Lindsay.
Why is that?
Yes, you're a safe driver.
Yeah, I'm a safe driver.
And mainly I feel like you're a safe driver because if you get one single scratch on your car, you'll lose your mind. Like, you will genuinely go insane if that happens.
I've got to confess to something.
Yeah?
I was parking my car the other day.
Yeah?
In a parking lot. I hit another car.
Really? Do you live in Oak? Mate,
I was.
You can't say this on the podcast.
I was so tempted not just to drive off.
Yep, but yeah, you had to. You got the guilt, didn't you?
I got the guilt. I opened the back seat, pulled out a pen and paper. The guy came.
Oh, right.
So as I said, hey mate, hit your car. You know, the family didn't give us stuff. It was fine.
The guy was pissed though.
No, he was fine. Man, that car. I did more good than bad to that car. That car was written off.
Oh, really?
Oh man. Well, not for me.
Your car's
fine. It was already falling apart.
Oh, I see. Like the All right. So, you hit a car.
Hit a car.
So, you've had a scratch on your car. It was your fault.
Okay? My fault.
I'm thinking, if you get a scratch on your car that isn't your fault.
Oh, man, I'm up for blood.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm always parking next to like,
it's fisticuffs time.
I'm so paranoid.
Yeah.
If someone parks a little close to me, or if I'm parked a little close to someone, and I feel that full drivers, you know, have big swings on their doors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll take a picture of their license plate.
Oh, you just in case. That is insane. You are crazy.
I'm just like, I know these guys are going to hit my
car.
Give
me your phone.
I'm already going to take it.
Give me your phone right now. Find how many license plate numbers photos you have in there right now. I want to know.
I got one this morning.
Oh my God.
But that wasn't parking. That was a guy littering. He littered in front of me. I took a picture of his license plate.
Oh, what are you, the bloody...
Well, he threw a coffee cup out the window. I'm like, I'm going to get this guy. I don't know who I'm going to report him to. The coffee cup police?
You know what, Lindsay? This segment wasn't even going to go down this path, but... Somehow I've managed to make you seem more insane than what I was about to play, okay? But you know what? Let's keep on going down this path of insanity.
Okay, so I know at least I got one from this morning, one from the other time when a guy was raging at me who I thought was going to scratch my car. So I took a little bit of a picture just in case. And I think I might have another two. So I think I got at least four pictures in
here.
Your
phone is full of evidence, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah. But these are backups.
Backups of what?
In case I scratch my car. There it is. There's one. Just in case, like, hey, we opened our car on this guy. I was like, well, how'd you get the license plate? I was like,
took a photo.
Just a bit worried. They're in here. Trust me.
Okay. No, I believe you. Okay. I believe you. Okay.
So I think I got at least four.
You know, the reason I believe you, Lindsay, is Why? Because this is going to prove to people that you are an insane driver. If they didn't believe you after that, okay?
Well, it's not the insane driver. I'm a safe driver. And I bought a brand new car. It's three years old now.
Yeah.
But still, it still feels that newish feel.
Yeah, but you're a bit crazy, though.
No, crazy is not the word. It's protective. I'm protective of all the things I have.
You're crazy protective. You're insane. Okay, let's put some evidence to the court right here, Lindsay.
Okay, let's hear it.
We were driving in the other day to the studio.
We were.
And this is what happened when we were driving on the road.
We'll speed up, see how that guy's going slow.
Yeah, no, tell me more.
No, hang on. We'll speed up. Watch this. He'll go behind me.
So I'm just recording this to evidence, if you know.
Hey. Don't, you know, whatever.
For the listeners listening, all right, Lindsay has decided to play games with the guy on the road, which is always a great idea.
Yeah, you got to play with games. You got to mix up life. See, I told you, Chad.
You have to mix up life.
And now I'm going to go slower.
So this aggressive driver on the road, Lindsay thinks he's some kind of Batman that's going to just bring justice to everyone else on the road. So you're slowing down, so you're making him overtake you.
I told you. And now he can't overtake, but he's stuck next to that blue guy. But he's still up my ass. He thinks I'm going to go faster, but I'm not.
Sucker! Just lull him into a false sense of security and just stuff him.
Yep.
Stuff him.
He's not even looking at me. He's changing his radio, so Let's see if
he's obviously got his priorities.
Oh, we got an excuse now to slow down. Oh, really? See, the blue car changed. Watch him. He'll change. Ready? Give him time.
Give him time. He's done tuning it in at Mix 106.5. Yeah. He'll be ready to just tear it up the side
Come
of
on,
us.
Buddy. Realize I'm going slow. There he goes. Now we speed up.
You are a psycho.
There we are.
I'll admit, it looks bad.
Complete evidence that Lindsay thinks that he is Michael Douglas in the game. Everyone's out to get you.
I'm just trying to slow down the speed.
No, Lindsay, you're not the Batman of the road.
Michael, there is a new tax man. Not a tax man, but someone that everyone hates. Okay?
Oh, I see.
So back in the day, you know, no one likes the tax man. Because he takes our money away. So no one likes him.
Unless he, you know, does some stuff on the side.
What kind of stuff?
You know, puts your money into a trust or something like that, you know?
Looking after you.
Siphons it off to a little offshore account. Then I like the tax man. Yeah. That tax man should be my friend.
He looks after you.
Until he goes to jail, then I don't know him.
But there's a new person. There's another man, Michael, in society that no man likes. Okay? I'll tell you who this is. This is the guy that comes to restaurants, that comes to clubs, is out on the Sydney Harbour selling roses.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We know this guy. We know him.
Has that guy got every man by the balls who's with a girl?
Every guy.
Every man.
He is a soulless. He knows what he's doing.
Yep.
He has no man friends.
No.
Because.
Because like, you're the rose guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, then we're not friends.
And when you're having dinner with your date and you see that guy, the little bell ring, you turn around. Fuck.
Wait, he's got a bell?
Well,
he's got a bell now.
Here comes the rose man.
That was way too camp for him to be done. Here comes the roses. Niggling. Here we go.
That guy has no soul.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
Because you're having dinner with your date. Mm-hmm. He comes over, makes you sweat.
Yeah.
And you're already under the pump trying to impress. And then he comes along and goes, would you like a rose for the girl?
Yeah. He's created a situation where there is literally one way out, and that is buying that goddamn rose.
Yeah, because
if he comes up and says, I'll have $100, please, for this rose. You still got to pay it.
You got to pay it.
Yeah.
It's just like, and you're limited on funds. Like, you're already paying for dinner.
Let's be honest.
Okay.
Here.
Well,
you're more worried about it than most people are because you're a sting, okay?
Just a
stingy lens.
My ass is a little bit tighter than usual.
It is, yes.
It's getting looser.
Yeah. Good to know.
But he's got you by the balls.
Yeah.
There's no way out of it.
It's like driving down a one-way street with this. No, I don't know where this metaphor is going. It's like you drive down a one-way street with rose guys on all sides of the street.
You can't speed out of it,
but there's just more rose guys. It's like a bad dream I had.
They're a leech on society, Michael.
They are, man. We should crack down on these guys. I mean, they can't be legal what they're doing, right?
It's totally illegal, totally immoral. Because
is it illegal or is it immoral? Because they're totally different things. I think it's probably legal, but he's just a dick.
He's just a dick. So yeah. This got me thinking, Michael. Mm-hmm. This got me thinking.
All right.
What's the guy equivalent? What if there's a guy walking around with, I don't know,
what, like tickets to Origin or something for $10? I mean,
just Playboy magazines. Like, I don't know, chippies. Like, I don't know.
No, I don't think Playboy magazines is going to run. Okay, I don't think the girl's going to buy you Playboy.
Where's that guy? Send him round.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that guy anywhere.
Where's the guy with the bloody six pack?
Yeah.
Under his arm.
He's like, would you like himself? And the guy's just like, no, I'm buying dinner. It'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a little bit of a treat at the end of the night.
A little bit of a treat.
So, just,
could you buy the six pack?
Yeah.
It would be sweet.
Exactly.
I feel like there needs to be a guy equivalent.
There really does. Maybe ice creams.
Ice cream.
Not one of those like shitty ice cream like the funny berry or something like
that.
I'm talking like Nutella.
Oh, Maxi Bond.
I'm talking Cold Rock.
Yeah, that's what we're talking.
There's the Cold Rock guy.
Everyone can enjoy a Cold Rock.
So when he rocks around, the girl, that's what they have to do.
That's what they do.
Oh, you're a bad girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it should be.
Here he comes. I can hear him right now. He's got his bell.
It's the Cold Rock man. Six packs for everyone. Yeah. They're on me.
Shrooms, Lindsay.
Shrooms.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms. I love good old mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms are good. They're a good source of something. Can't remember what it is. They have something good in them.
Omega? Probably.
Everyone's got omega-3s in them these days. Yeah, sure. Carrots, you know, bloody tomatoes. All omega-3s. Anyway, the North Korean... So I don't know where I was going with that, but the North Korean Supreme Commander, Kim Jong-un.
Loving the shrooms?
Loving the shrooms. Mate, he is sick for a bit of shrooms.
What do you mean?
You want to know why? He visited a mushroom farm this week, okay, as part of a grand plan
Oh my goodness.
For North Korea to become a global mushroom powerhouse, okay?
They've done it.
Yeah.
They figured out the code.
They unlocked it. That's what you want to be in this day and age. You want to be, this is, in his words, global mushroom powerhouse. Because the one who holds the mushrooms holds all the keys, boys.
It's like, guys, yeah. Mushrooms, they're not a plant, they're a fungi.
Yeah.
We can grow these babies anywhere.
You can grow this shit in fucking outer space, all right? Doesn't matter. It'll grow anywhere. Chuck it on the roof, chuck it in your bed, it'll be fine.
Just grow it everywhere. We'll sell it all.
Yeah.
Monies.
Yeah. How popular is pizza over in America, huh?
Oh, man, chuck a few mushies on there.
Love it. Where are they going to get their shrooms from? Yeah,
beef stroganoff.
Oh, that's good.
We got it covered.
Yeah.
Now, Subway's going to start putting mushies on there. So we're settled.
Exactly. We are absolutely set. I feel, though, they've made a mistake here.
They've got the calculations wrong. They invested wrong.
No, I just think someone's read the word mushroom in a document and been like, look, he's fucked up a couple of these rocket launches, all right? What's the best way that we can just rub it in his face that his nuclear weapons haven't gone off?
The mushroom cloud hasn't come to.
Exactly. So we're going to give you a billion tiny little eyes.
Now, Snitch Man, you know how when you're busting to go to the bathroom, like absolutely busting,
mm-hmm.
like you're going to blow, going to pop any second.
Right.
We're at your house before we came here. I was riding up the elevator. I was just like, oh, man, can't hold it.
Oh, yeah.
You saw me dancing. You saw me doing the little jitterbug.
You were doing the little dance. But you've got you've got a condition.
Yeah.
That when you have to go,
You go. It's critical.
Yeah. Like it's in a split second, he goes from empty to full. It's just like a broken gas tank meter with Linz.
Look at the bladder of a tennis ball.
Exactly. He has one sip of Coke and he's just like, man, I've got to piss now.
Here comes the rainfall.
Exactly. Open the floodgates.
So, I was busting to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I pushed you down the hallway to make sure you'd get the keys there in time so I could just go straightly to the bathroom.
Yeah.
We got there.
Yeah.
I got so excited and needed to go so bad. Oh, you know how when you're dealing with it, you're unwrapping the package.
Oh, yeah.
And because you see the toilet in front of you, you initiate the release valve. But you haven't quite lined up the target.
Is this your kind of... Are you trying to tell me you pissed yourself?
Not quite.
Oh, okay.
It was already out, but it wasn't aimed. It was like,
Okay, so you're telling me that...
Take aim. I didn't get to the take aim. I already kind of fired a little bit.
Okay, right.
I cleaned up most of it.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Now I know where you're going with it.
Your laundry basket was a little bit too close to the toilet.
Are you kidding me? Oh, you got to be kidding me.
So... Can't wipe that without with toilet.
You know what the funny thing is? Bloody laundry baskets on the other side of the room, Liz. How bad is your aim? How bad is it?
I went to the bathtub.
Oh, God damn it. Lens man.
Yo.
I'm a little excited.
What are you excited about?
Can you tell that I'm excited?
I can tell. Yeah. I'm excited off your excitement.
Okay. Yesterday morning, I was walking towards my coffee place, my place that I like to eat coffee in the morning.
Your local?
Yeah, my local. There's a big old green gas bottle on the side of the road.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not talking leaned up against a gas store or anything like that. Just in the middle of nowhere.
Just leaning there.
Yeah, just leaning up there. Go up to it. What is it? What do you,
LP gas? I don't know.
I know.
Helium.
Yeah. The funnest of all gases, Lindsay.
What's it doing there?
This is a full bottle of helium gas sitting on the side of the road. I mean, where does your brain go then? Where do you go from that situation?
I always wonder why doesn't that helium bottle float? That's what I wonder.
Look, Lindsay, I haven't got time to get into specifics.
We're not a scientific podcast here.
We're not here to answer questions, okay? We're here to ponder them, all right?
I wonder, did you put your mouth over the piece and just kind of breathe it in?
Well, I thought about it, but then I thought, why would I do...
like a balloon and fly up to the sky.
That would have been a great idea, but I thought, why do that when I can just hog it back to my apartment? Why don't you do that? Yeah? Or, like I saw in Sliders...
Okay.
Yeah? Strap it to a bed, right? Knock off the top of it and ride it down the street, okay? Why wouldn't I do that?
And just blame it on Sliders.
Just blame it on an episode of Sliders.
I saw it in an episode 20 years
ago.
Seriously,
mate, don't worry about it. Jerry O'Connell, fantastic episode. One of his best, all right? They did it in there. I knew it would work. It did. I had a lot of fun, okay? But then I started thinking whose gas bottle is this?
Yeah, right? Because you look both ways over your shoulder and go, can I steal this?
Yeah. And I could have. Absolutely.
Yeah?
I could have rolled that baby down in my elevator, just chucked it up against the wall. I could have like a room full of helium gas right now.
Yeah, just full of balloons.
Wouldn't that be a great prank? just fill a room full of helium and have people walk into it and wonder why the hell they sound so weird.
Like, hey, mate, what's going on? What the hell is this? What? Am I insane?
Why would you
have my eyes gone? Are you guys hearing this?
And then everybody else is in, so he's just like, what's wrong?
What's wrong with your voices? This is so...
Anyway, so I didn't end up doing that. But,
that would have been funny, though.
That would have been pretty good. Now I'm thinking about it. And I thought, who's bought this? Okay. Maybe some homeless dude. He scraped together all the cash.
Or maybe they're having
world.
A party and they need to fill the balloons.
No, it's not that.
No, it's not that.
A homeless dude scraped together all this money that he's had through the years.
And not bought food.
No, he hasn't
bought
food.
Clothes or a job.
Because, you see, helium gas in big amounts, it's deadly, you see.
He's going to commit suicide.
Yeah.
In the funnest way possible.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can say that.
Well, you know, as the last breath leaves his body, at least it'll sound like... That is as dark as I'm going on this podcast. Wow.
Bit of celebrity gossip. We don't usually do gossip on this show. We're a bit more upbeat, a bit more comedy, but, you know, I've got something for
and
us.
Every now and then there's a bit of comedy in celebrity, isn't there?
Yeah, so I've got a little dish.
Okay.
From The Biggest Loser.
Dish it up.
Everyone knows The Commando.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows Michelle Bridges. They work on the show together.
Yeah.
Now, Commando, he is married with two kids, I think.
Okay.
And, you know, he's happy with his wife, rah, rah, rah. He's gone out, and then he's met Michelle Bridges, and he's going, hang on.
Hold on. Hold the phone.
That's Michelle Bridges. Right. She's all right.
Yeah, she's all right. She can do some squats.
So he's gone.
Kick him out of old school.
So he's going, hang on. I'm going to lose the wife here. Lose the kids.
This guy is the most casual guy about leaving his life. Going to kick the wife off. You're going to lose the kids. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. They'll be fine.
I'll be right. I'm not home anyway.
I'm doing squats.
I'm too busy doing squats with Michelle.
Goes out with Michelle.
Right.
Turns out, Michelle Bridges, isn't that what she's cracked up to be?
Could have told him that from the start.
No, she's not that great.
For one thing, bit of a prawn. Bit of a prawn.
Yeah.
Yep. We're going to put it out there.
Great body. Oh, just.
Rocking body. Maybe you just didn't see through the makeup.
No.
When she got home and just scooped it off with a trowel.
And just
like,
I've made a huge mistake.
Fuck, I didn't realize that she looked like Medusa under
that. Man, I'm getting turned to stone by the minute.
She takes off the wig and then...
it's all over.
Yeah, that body's not going to make up
for it. Suddenly he realizes he's the biggest loser.
Very good. Oh, I wish I had a boom tish right here for that. That would have been perfect.
So what he's done, he's gone... You know what, Michelle? Sorry about this. You're not that great. He's crawled
also
home.
Very casual about that.
I'm sure he's a very casual guy. He's so serious on the show. I'm sure he's casual behind the scenes.
Left my wife bed. I'm going to leave you too. You're going to go back to life.
He's crawled home. Tail between his legs. Gone back to the wife and kids.
Yep.
That guy living in an invisible prison. Written off.
Yeah, you can forget
written
about ever having a good meal in your life. What you want to have is a taster on hand to be testing your food for poison from that, for one thing. Forget about ever getting any whoopee, you know what I mean?
Anything like that. Forget about fun.
Yeah.
Fun was a pre-existing idea before
just
this.
Get a big whiteboard with the word fun on it and cross it out.
Just snap the whiteboard in half.
Exactly, yes.
It's
snap
gone.
It over your giant glutes, okay? Because... That's where it's going, all right?
Everything's gone. He's got nothing to live for. He's got nothing.
Yeah, and we know he's such a big fan of this podcast, and we want to extend out a helping hand to him and be like, mate, you messed up. You're going to have to deal with it, right?
Yeah.
Get in there. I mean, what are you going to do? Sit in a padded room, you know?
That's it.
Whittle it away. Get into whittling, maybe. That's a good idea.
Whittling?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what he can do. He can't impress her with anything. He's got nothing.
Yeah, he's got nothing.
I've learned a little bit trick, though.
Okay, I was going to say, this is going to end on a very depressing note for him.
Okay, this is what he does. I heard this the other day.
Okay.
When your woman is angry at you, or girlfriend, you know.
Okay, this is Lindsay's relationship advice.
I learned this trick on the internet. What you do is when she's angry at you, you turn the AC full bore.
What?
Full bore.
Okay, it's so cold.
Yeah, cold.
Make it as cold as possible.
Turn it cold. No, so the house becomes a freezer.
Okay.
Just right. Lay on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
The girl, even though she puts on the jacket, it's just too cold. She has to come to you for warmth. And then she'll hug you and forget about why she's angry.
No, Lindsay, I think the reason she's forgetting about it is she stupid? Because she can't figure out that someone's turned up the air conditioning. If she's that stupid, she's probably got the memory of a goldfish.
Well, then he's settled. You've won, Commander.
You're fine. Don't worry about it. Just turn the AC up and live your life. Listeners of the podcast know, Lindsay.
Yes.
We've known each other for a long time.
We have. 20 years.
Almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years.
I reckon it's 19 to 20.
How old are we?
25, you're 26.
Yeah, and we met when we were 7, so about 19 years. 18, 19 years.
Okay, right, so we've known each other for a long time.
It's a fair while.
Just a couple of weeks ago, I found out something about you, Lindsay. You think that I would know everything, you know? Best mates for so long, know everything.
I'm like a hobbit. You find something out every day.
Yeah. Like a hobbit?
Well, hobbits, you know them for centuries, then you know, learn something new. Haven't you heard of Gandalf?
That is the worst comparison I've ever heard. I'm like a hobbit. You find out something new about me every day. Doesn't matter. Let's get going.
The solar system, then. Let's talk about the solar system. Yeah, there's a new star every day.
There's a new galaxy
every
day.
There we go. There we go. There's a better comparison.
Let's not try fucking anything to refer it back to Lord of the Rings, won't you? All right. So just a couple of weeks ago, I found this out about you, okay? When we were in high school, and I was completely unaware of this, we went to high school together. You had a bank set up, Lindsay.
Yep.
You had your own little student bank for other students to use.
It was similar to Hogwarts, I would say.
Well, yeah, right. I see what you're doing here. Don't relate it back to bloody Gringotts, okay?
People love it.
It's not Gringotts.
I look like a Gringot when I read it.
Oh, mate, you were a little Gringot. So tell the story.
This is what happened. Mum gave me a bit of money to buy lunch. Didn't buy it. So I kept it in my locker.
Yeah.
And some kids needed to borrow money, so I lent it to them with the agreement that they would pay like a 10% or something back.
Interest,
yeah. And I built the bank.
You built a bank in your locker.
Built a bank in my locker. It was full of coins. It was great. Kids borrow $2, they bring $2.20
money.
No, it's not laundering. Yep. It's banking. That's how banks work.
You're not a bank. You're a year 8 student.
No, it doesn't matter. Oh, it's the same concept. But the school needs a bank. Every society
Lindsay
needs
was
a bank.
The bank. All I can imagine is you just rocking up to school with a big fur around your shoulder and a big walking cane as the don of the school. You need to speak to the don. A couple of security guards on your sides. What do you need? $2 for some chalk buds? All right. Go talk to the Don. He'll
you
let
got
you.
The big 5 banks. I'm number 6. I was up there.
Mate, he gets big 5 banks in the school. I certainly wasn't one of them. But the fascinating thing is, I had no idea about this.
There's no idea.
No idea whatsoever.
You never borrowed money off me.
No. I didn't know that it was an option.
I had some very good clients.
Yeah.
They were good for it. They always brought the money back.
Really? So you didn't have to break anyone's pencils, I assume?
To send a message.
Lynn, speaking of banks...
Yep.
I've been in touch with one.
Oh,
I can't say for sure that they're a bank, okay?
Who'd you go
but
to?
But someone's emailed me, all right?
Okay, here we
someone's
go.
Someone's emailed me.
Is it from Nigeria?
No, it's not, Lindsay.
Okay.
Funnily enough, it's not.
Okay.
It is from China, though. So, look, suspicion. Step above Nigeria, all right?
Suspicion grows.
Yeah, it does. It might grow a little bit more when you hear what's in the email, okay?
Tell me.
This is what it said in the email. Verbatim, okay? This is in full caps.
Okay.
No spaces, no paragraphs, just this. Do you need a loan? Email us at the email address with names, loan amount, duration, and country.
Okay.
That's it.
That's all it said.
It's from like 123@hotmail.com, okay?
Trustworthy email, I think.
This is the most legit email I've ever gotten in my life. Someone's put some serious effort in. Someone's sitting in China thinking, these hackers, oh, they know what they're doing.
They're getting all the money.
This is the industry I need to be in. Come around here, man. Let's write up something right
Let's write up a scam.
What do we need to do? We need to sell it first.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, okay.
Do you need a loan? Perfect.
Perfect. Let's open with that.
I mean, someone's read that. They're already in.
They're hooked.
We've hooked them.
Line and sinker.
All right. We need to tell them where to send the email. All right.
Okay.
We can't just say reply. We need to say email us at the email address.
And then we know we've got them.
Yeah. Then they know where to email it back to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What else do we need? Probably need their name.
Yeah, that would be a good start.
Yeah, we need their name if we want to get that bank.
And how much they're willing to give.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go. Brainstorming. Right. Let the juices flow.
Exactly. How long they want it for? Is that a thing?
Just chuck it in there.
Yeah,
it probably is.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Do we need to worry about interest? They don't do interest in loans, do they?
Mm.
I don't know. I've never borrowed money before. Nah, let's not worry about it.
Are you not worried about it? Okay.
It feels like one of those details that we'll pick up later. Yeah. Probably need to know where it's coming from too, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What country? You know, we need to know where the money's siphoning from.
Right. So do we need to put this in a form of any kind?
No, just put it in the email.
We definitely need to send a message, though, that we're serious.
Okay, okay. So
how do we do that?
I don't know. What do you reckon?
Caps lock.
Caps lock. That's
it.
That'll convince them that we're serious.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
All right, done. All right, let's. Should we send it from the 1231?
Yeah, just send it from the 1-2-3. Okay. That'll do.
Done. Let's just watch the money roll in, man.
I'm going to buy
so much fried rice.
Now, Stitchman, you've come to my house a few times when the footy's been on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's serious biz.
Oh, yeah. It's serious time in the Lynn's household. The Price household.
Dad is always in front of the TV watching the footy.
Oh, yeah.
Yells at the TV screen.
This is the reason we've never recorded a podcast at your house. Because if the footy's on, we're going to be like, oh, how funny is bloody gaming and stuff. And in the background, all you're hearing is,
go away, my daddy's knocked it on!
Oh, pay, suck!
That was a try!
Yeah. So, see, Lindsay, you can do really well.
Yeah. And that's the problem. It's in my blood.
Yeah.
The footy anger of yelling at the TV when it means nothing. It doesn't achieve anything.
No.
But yelling at the TV, I've got it. And my brother's got it too. It's a bad habit.
You know what the funny thing was? Our friend Pat and I were watching the State of Origin.
Yeah.
The last one, which was a very close game.
Yeah.
And all both of us could imagine was just how you would be bouncing off the fucking ceiling when they were so close to getting a couple of tries.
Come on!
We weren't even interested in the game. It was like, can you just imagine how mental Lindsay would be right now? Get a couple of cans in him. He's going to be slitting throats by the time this game's
he'd be
over.
Punching the TV.
Seriously, you just get so fired up over it. And you're not even that interested in footy.
It's what it is. I'm not a big footy guy.
No.
But when I sit down and watch a game, I'm into it.
Well, that's the thing. You get sucked into anything, really. Yeah. You get sucked into movies.
Sucked into anything. Yeah.
Yeah, you've just got an overactive imagination.
So
when you're watching a footy game, you're on the field.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, faster than me.
I can
do this. Street racing happening on the streets, Michael. I was in amongst it. I was one of them. I wasn't a racer. I wasn't a participant.
Lindsay.
I'm not doing myself in here for a legal activity. I didn't do it.
How dare you?
I swear.
I had no doubts that you were going to be involved in that street race, driving your souped up Corolla.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
Look out.
Watch out for those roof racks, ladies.
Yeah. Man, don't get this boy near a pole. He won't park anywhere near it.
Now, street racing is happening on a road on my way here, okay?
Okay.
Detective Lindsay's on the case.
Mm-hmm.
I managed.
How'd you know?
Well, I saw what was happening. Illegal activity. Some guys were pulling into turning lanes to overtake and get speed in front of, like, other people. It was dangerous behavior. Dangerous.
Right.
Dangerous.
Right.
Illegal.
Uh-huh.
I managed somehow, not speeding, to catch up with these fellows.
Just so we know, just not speeding.
Yeah.
No, just in case the police.
And managed to get their details, not using my phone, but remembering them. And writing them down, pulling over and writing them down safely. I did not take pictures and write them down. And I was not talking on the phone to a friend of mine and told them about the situation.
Like, I just want to...
So, just want to let the coppers know, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
I'm bringing justice. I'm the police when there are no police, Michael.
I want to just talk to the listeners out there and just say, this is what Lindsay's become.
What?
Right here. This is what Lindsay thinks.
Neighborhood
he's
watch Lindsay.
Yeah. Seriously.
Officer Lindsay at your door.
You're bloody going to turn up in Balcombe Hills and just you're going to patrol your backyard.
Hey, you know? I'm making sure that people are safe. I'm making sure that people are safe. So I'm going to call the cops on these guys.
I didn't realize this was a Snitch and Killjoy podcast, okay?
No, I've become the snitch.
Now, well, you have, yeah.
Snitch and snitch.
Well, you're taken from the best.
Yeah, I've learned from you. You dob people in all the time, I'm sure.
Well, that's why I'm called it, obviously.
Exactly.
It's not the truth.
No.
It's my last name.
Michael, I'm going to call
my last name. Because snitches get stitches.
Well, I'm going to snitch on these guys.
Okay.
Now,
how are you going to do it? How are you going
to... Well, I don't know. Okay, this is why I came to you. You're my best friend.
Uh-huh. I'm not giving you any legal advice.
Why not?
Because you just say, oh, dude, who cares? They haven't hurt anyone yet.
If I can't do it, they should be allowed
to. It's one of those situations. You can't do it.
No, I'm not
going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I might get in trouble. But I'm not going to risk other people's lives just for, like, saving a few times. And these guys were, like, racing. It was neck on neck.
Isn't that cool, though? Isn't that a cool thing to
Michael,
say?
That's movies.
This is what happened, right?
Okay.
You rock up here and you say, I saw street racing. And inside, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I didn't even know that existed, really, in Australia. I thought it was, like, a Tokyo thing, you know?
Yeah.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
or hanging out in LA, block off a street and go street racing. No, that's happening in Sydney. Sweet.
Then out of nowhere,
bloody Officer Lindsay turns up and says, no, no, kids, hand your candy over. Yeah. Okay, no candy today. You can't have that. It's bad for you.
It's bad, not only for them, but for the people around them.
A wet blanket, okay?
No, you are such a wet blanket. I'm calling the cops on these guys. I'm calling the cops.
I hope you're listening, guys. They're probably fans. They're probably like
me. No, I don't think they're
probably
fans.
Like, oh, I should probably listen to that Snitch and Lens podcast. I don't know what Lens part is, but Snitch sounds cool.
Okay, let's hear it out then. Okay.
All right.
Is it un-Australian to dob them in?
Oh, yeah, yeah, without doubt.
Really?
Australia was built on street racing.
How do you think all the convicts got in? They're wagons. We're still talking about the race, racing.
Fucking half an hour later, we're still talking about it.
Okay, this is what I feel, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what I was thinking.
All right.
What if there was a system in place, right?
Right.
For people like me who want a dob but don't want to be un-Australian, okay? Yeah,
this is just, it all just harks back to Lindsay being a prefect, Lindsay being the school captain.
The goody two-shoes.
Lindsay being the good Christian boy back in high school.
Hey, just
you dipped your toes in the dark end and now you're back up there again.
I just want everyone to be safe. That's all. That's right, all, yeah. Michael.
Sure.
What if I go down, go down to the old police station just down the road here. I go in there, I'm going, hey, this is what happened. Saw some illegal street racing. Dob them in.
Mm.
And I go, well, now that I've dobbed them in, is there some sort of card, like a get out of jail free card that you can give me? So next time I'm in trouble, like I've been pulled over.
Next time you're street racing.
Next time I'm like, got the card.
Sorry, you got the card, guys.
It's like, go home. He's got the card.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Can't convict him.
Why can't we have that? Why can't cops have that? Why can't we have a get-out-of-jail-free card? Monopoly already had it.
I feel like you're going to get the get-out-of-jail-free card. So you'd be like, oh, I'm going to put some street races. And you're just like, oh, great, now I can murder my bitch wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Then get out of jail.
It's that time of the week again.
For a bit of meditation.
Just a bit of relaxing. Just a bit of, not goofing off. Just,
we take
it seriously.
Let's not play silly buggers here, guys.
No, no, it's serious business.
We're tied up in knots here. We need to unwind.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Right now.
Let's dive into meditation.
Now, I'm not going to forget the first ding here, okay?
Okay.
Because I forgot the last one.
Okay, ready? Here we go. There it is.
Joke's on you, I didn't put it in.
Bastard. Michael.
Yeah, listen.
If I'm travelling in a car at the speed of light, I turn on my headlights, and you're standing in front of my car and about to run you over, will you see the headlights before you die?
Yeah.
Would you?
Just trust me, I would.
I'm traveling at the speed of light. It's not going to escape my headlights.
Yeah, no, I'd see
him. You would see
probably get out of the way as well.
No, you wouldn't.
Pretty fast.
You can't dodge me.
All right.
I'd swerve to make sure.
Hey, Lens.
Yeah.
You've been fishing a lot.
Yeah, been fishing.
Yeah.
Burley? Fishing? Just saying words now.
Shh. Have you ever caught a boot? Like in those cartoons?
No, but a mate of mine caught a barbecue plate.
I feel like that's one of the harder things to hook.
I don't know how he did it. He did it. Michael.
Yeah, Lens.
They say there's no mistakes in life, only lessons.
That's a lie.
I've made a lot of lessons.
Lynn's the saying,
yeah.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Australia needs an equivalent saying.
Whoever goes to Adelaide, keep them in Adelaide.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know.
I'm signing off on that one.
Recently read To Kill a Mockingbird. Nothing in there about killing mockingbirds. Pretty useless book. If you haven't read it, just skip it. Not worth it.
It's all about civil rights.
I judged the book on its cover. It's about killing mockingbird. Not one mockingbird was mentioned.
It's the same with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, I saw that movie too. There was no cuckoo either.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day, you used to have hankies?
That's right.
Yeah. You still have them?
No.
Why not?
Turns out it's pretty gross when you reach into your pocket, a big booger just makes contact with you.
I was going to ask if it wasn't because it was fucking gross, because it was.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, don't say we. I never had a hanky.
Well, what was society thinking, making hankies?
I don't know. Fucking granddads are sick for them, though.
Well, I heard back in the day...
They just love a granddad that just gets one out and just goes... And then, like, fucking wipes his nose like he's trying to rip it off his face.
Trying to make sure he doesn't see... No one sees the booger.
Yeah, and just fucking... Oh, yeah. And then his nose is red for the rest of the day and he's got half a ton of boogers just hanging in his pocket.
I heard back in the day, I don't know who told me this, probably a lie, that ties originally were like the hankies and you could just pull them up. Oh, a bit of a sneeze. All that hanky action.
That's a fucking lie.
Oh, here he goes again. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Held it. That's a good one. End of meditation, guys. Just sneezed.
Fully relaxed. Outro!
You've been listening to the Snitch and Lens podcast. It has been an absolute blasty being with you.
It's been a blasty sitting with you, Snitch Man. Best friends for, I don't know, 17 years, something like that.
I thought it was 18, 19. 18, why do you keep on knocking down how many years we've been friends?
Because it's, you know, there's some years that really weren't that important.
You know what? It's going to get to 20 and then it's going to get weird, isn't it?
Do we have an anniversary on that year?
Yeah, I feel like we do.
Like when
Do I have to buy you like a chicken Kiev or something?
So next year, yeah. So next year, when we turn 27,
yeah,
we may need, actually, no, it's the start of next year. The start of next year's school time.
Do we celebrate this on the podcast? I say we do.
I think we might.
Maybe we can, I don't know.
We should go through the memories.
Scramble together maybe a live podcast.
Maybe we should.
It's an idea. It's 20
invite
years.
All our friends from over the years, the ones come and gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
there's
like.
There's been so many people on the podcast.
Tell the story. How were we back in the day?
Yeah.
What were we like?
Everyone's going to be like, you were shit. You still are. We're leaving.
You guys are losers.
What are you doing? Do you remember at one point we used to have an American chick that used to do celebrity updates for us?
Oh, man, that's right. Like a gossip section.
Yeah. I'm still Facebook friends with her, Autumn Larrick.
Yeah, that's right. Autumn.
Big shout out to her. She's now on radio in the US.
Good on her.
Yeah, still kicking it old school.
Can we get her back on the show?
You know what? Maybe we can. Maybe we can get a blast from the past. Keep listening to Snitch and Lens podcast because... There might be updates of this coming.
We say might because we're pretty lazy.
We're going to start building it now because we know that it's going to take that long to get anything running, all right?
It's going to take ages.
We're only two men running a podcast here.
How much can two men achieve?
Nothing.
Not a lot.
Especially two extremely lazy men like you and I, okay? And on that note, you've been listening to the Snitch and Lens podcast.
Spread the love.
Bye.